school. Mm-hmm. And at that point, I really wanted cards. Unfortunately, back in the day, cards were kind of expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you wanted... You couldn't play unless you had a deck.
Yeah. And you had to have a good deck if you actually wanted to win.
Well, you were going to have a hard time at the start regardless.
Oh, yeah.
So, I remember my first Yu-Gi-Oh card because my first Yu-Gi-Oh card came from a Happy Meal. Because they were doing a promotion where, like, Happy Meals, the toy was a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
That's a shitty toy.
A Yu-Gi-Oh
card. That's such a very shitty toy, McDonald's. Fuck you, McDonald's. That was shit.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, that was the fad. So everybody was going for a card.
I bet it was, shittiest one. Like, the one that's the little brown meatball. What's the little brown meatball called?
Do not... Dis Kariba.
Kariba.
That thing can be very useful if you know how to use it.
It's shit.
But,
they're all shit.
It's not even a... No, but I remember I got this card. It was called, like, Uranzo, I think, and it was, like, a guy in a chest.
Oh.
And I still have that card to this day. Hey, guys, and welcome back to the Gaming and Collecting Podcast. On this episode, me and Alex are going to be discussing Konami's multimedia franchise, Yu-Gi-Oh!, including the card game, the anime, and even some of the video game adaptions, and some of our memories growing up, along with some of our more modern memories, even though the series has kind of gotten way beyond what we experienced back in the day. It's still fascinating to look back on, and boy, was that a time of our lives. But anyways, guys, thanks again for joining us as we discuss the games that shaped us. So, how you been?
I've been living my life. I don't know. It's been like an week. You know, like nothing really crazy happened.
Yeah, it's been...
It's been really hot.
Very long. It has been excruciatingly hot.
It's been very, very hot.
And we don't have AC where I work, so there was literal days this week where I felt like I was going to die because it was too hot.
Yeah, there was actually in Connecticut, they were actually, like, dismissing school early because it was just so hot and, like, some...
Oh, school's already back.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? This was back to school week, for anyone listening.
Oh, dear Lord.
Yeah. No, it's crazy. I mean, like, the thing, I think about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, like, summer... Like, once you start working, like, that summer isn't a thing anymore. It's just more...
No, once you start...
It's just work and it's hot out. Like, that's...
Yeah, once you start working, you realize real fast you don't actually like summer that much.
No, summer kind of sucks. Like, honestly, like...
No, my jam is, like, from, like, September to November.
Wake me up when September... when it's fucking no, September.
When it's, like, dog. It's not... When it's not, like, 5,000 degrees out, but it's still not freezing, so you can actually enjoy living.
You know, but when I think about it, though, I would much rather be freezing than be sweating.
No, because I hate being cold.
I hate being hot.
I don't like either, but I can deal with being hot.
I can deal with being cold.
I find it easier.
I hate feeling moist. That's what it comes down to. I hate the feeling of sweat. I hate being moist. So I'd much rather be freezing and shivering than be moist. I hope that's making people cringe. Moist. People don't like that word.
I know people don't like that
word. Do you like that word?
I don't really care.
Oh, damn it. I was going to terrorize you with it. What word don't you like? So I can terrorize you on the podcast.
You can't because they're all words that you can't say on the podcast.
Oh.
So I got you there.
Well, damn. Alright. Well, I'll find something that irks you someday. Well, I can always talk in the voice.
Yeah, but do you want to do that on the podcast?
No, not really.
Exactly. Yeah, but other than that, this week literally nothing happened other than
it being really hot.
It was hot. I came home. Oh, I got my second TV set up in the workout room now, so I can play Ring Fit Adventure down there.
Yep.
So that's fun.
Oh.
Still don't really have enough space, but...
Nope. I bought a face mask to match my cosplay in case I need it, which I already showed you. And my cosplay is basically done now, so I'm ready for Connecticut Con. I don't know how to say it, con, but it's in Connecticut, and it's a con.
Yep. Mine's done pretty much, too, so looking forward to it in a couple weeks. I gotta hope, my vacation still hasn't been approved yet, though, which I'm kind of annoyed by, so I gotta find out what's going on with that.
Okay. I got my day off approved, so.
I'm taking it regardless. I mean, if they don't approve it, I'm gonna just say fuck them and take it anyways, but.
Yeah. I got mine approved, so I'm taking that Friday off, so we'll have Friday to do... Well, you'll come up Sunday. You'll come up Thursday.
Yeah.
And then Friday we'll do a whole bunch of recording. And then Saturday...
Yes.
...will be Kineticon, Waco Convention, and then Sunday you'll head on home. Sweet home Alabama.
It'll be a good journey. Other than that... Haven't really done much anime this week. I got the third season of My Teen Romantic Comedy Snafu came in, so I can finally watch that.
Oh, nice.
And other than that, I'm still playing Doki Doki Literature Club mods.
Good
because
job.
That's my interest right now.
Proud of you.
And I got two more skill capes in RuneScape.
Nice.
But I can do that, like, in the background multitasking, so.
Anime-wise for me, I caught up to Black Clover on Funimation, and I rewatched a whole bunch of Black Clover, because I just end up watching the same two shows over and over again, but I'm kind of, like, in this limbo phase of, like, I'm waiting for One Piece episodes to come out, and then I'm waiting for all of, My Hero Academia to come out, because I don't want to wait to watch it, I just want to watch it in one go.
I'm still waiting on the final season of Attack on Titan to come out so I can binge that entire thing.
Yeah, well, I'm planning on rewatching the whole series once the second part of the final series comes out. That's my plan.
I haven't watched any of it because my whole goal is I want to binge it, the entire thing. So.
Honestly, I think that's, like, a good plan because, like, every time I've rewatched Attack on Titan... It just is so, like, watching it, like, consecutively through the seasons, it works. It's a very good, like, flow show. But I'm going to rewatch it, but I'm still waiting on that. I don't know when it was coming out, but... But there's not a lot of shows that will be coming out that I really want to watch. Like, the only one I'm really looking forward to is JoJo's, but that's not going to be until next year, so...
I mean, the only upcoming new show that I'm looking forward to is Yashahime Season 2, and that's, like, in October, so...
Yeah.
And I'm not even sure if that's the dub, so...
Yeah, no.
Other than that, I still have stuff to watch. Like, I still have to watch Yu Yu Hakusho. I gotta watch Fullmetal Alchemist. Yeah, I got a lot to watch that I got to
No,
get
I
to
still
at some point.
I still have a lot to watch too, but I just fall into I got to be in the mood cuz I still got to finish Fruits Baskets, but I honestly like haven't been in the mood to watch it and I don't want to watch it
good.
No, I know, but I got to be in the mood for that. I've been in the mood for like action and stuff like that. So, if I go in watching it now, I'm not going to like it and I'm not going to appreciate it because I'm not in the mood to watch it.
You don't want to watch depression and how much
no,
I hate
No, I don't feel like being
sometimes.
Depressed. I'm trying to lose my obesity. I need something uplifting.
Oh, shut up. Shut it.
I'm on week 3 of the diet. It's week 3 or week 2, or it's going into week 3. But honestly, like, it's not so horrible. The no sugar, no, like, carbs thing, it's really not as bad. Until, like, you go to a store and you're just like, wow. Like, it's so depressing still, like, how many things have sugar in it. It's so gross. So gross.
Yep.
But it's made me cook a lot of, and try a lot of new things. So, I made, like, these zucchini egg bites this week, and that was, like, my breakfast. The only thing I would change is that the recipe called for way too much garlic, and they were a little too garlicky. But if I fix that, I think it'll be good. But.
Yep.
Yep. Cooking! Yep. Well, an adventure.
Other than that, yeah, it's been just going on the grind.
Yeah.
It's already almost September.
Well, next week.
Yeah.
That's nuts. And then the week after that's Kineticon, and then...
Mm-hmm. Labor Day is next weekend.
I forgot Labor Day existed. Like...
Ironically, this podcast is probably going to come out after Labor
Day. Like, yeah, no. I think it is. Yeah, no, I completely forgot about Labor Day. Completely.
Yeah, I did too, because I was like, oh, right, a day off, and then I'm taking that next... So that's going to be a really short week.
I know! It's going to be great. Oh. It's going to be a three-day work week, Bill. We're both going to have three-day work weeks. Three-day work weeks!
Yep.
Oh, my cat is... She's licking herself loudly because she has a little bell collar.
Anyways.
Should I have Tilly appear on the podcast again? Could scoop
no,
her.
No, don't waste the time.
But it's so funny hearing her squirrel noises.
No, we should probably get onto our topic, because we have one. We're not just here to ramble.
No. What? I thought this was the rambling cast. Ramble cast!
I'm sure that's
our spin-off podcast. It's just us rambling for 10 minutes. That's it.
Well, isn't that what... It's pretty much that anyways, but we kind of have direction.
All right.
So, here's another Alex proposal.
Yes.
Which is ironic, because she wasn't even super big into the fad.
Yeah.
We're talking about Yu-Gi-Oh! This time around.
Yu-Gi-Oh!
My god.
Yep.
So, we were born in the 90s, but we primarily grew up in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
So, we were kind of in that generation where... So, if you remember back to the Pokemon podcast we did way back, we had briefly kind of touched on the Pokemon trading card game.
Mm-hmm.
And how I swear to God, nobody actually knew how to play
it. No.
And everyone just collected the cards.
Yeah, that's what you did.
Well, here's the thing. Yu-Gi-Oh! On the other hand...
People knew how to play that shit.
Everyone played Yu-Gi-Oh! Knew how to play. Everyone collected the cards. Yu-Gi-Oh! So it's biggest from... What year did Yu-Gi-Oh! Debut? That's the question.
Well, I feel like... Its biggest time was when the show was out, too, because...
It was during the early 2000s. Like, it definitely came out in the 90s, because there's, like, PlayStation and Game Boy Color games for it.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I'm trying to think. Like, 2000, it came out...
So, the manga debuted in 96.
Okay. But the anime came out in 2000.
The original anime actually came out in 98, but we didn't get that one.
Well,
the anime we know is the second one,
mm-hmm.
which came out around 2000-ish.
Yeah.
And that's around the point where the series really started to make a name for itself, I guess you could say.
Mm.
And I remember because it was like... One day, you kind of just came to school and you saw the two kids in the back playing Yu-Gi-Oh!
Yeah.
And then the next day, there's more of them.
And then the next day.
And then the next day.
And then the next
the
day.
Entire...
And then the next
yeah.
day.
Then, so, like, all fads in the early 2000s, it was, like, very... A quick thing that everybody would adopt.
Oh, yeah.
Because I swear, everybody was playing Yu-Gi-Oh! At this point.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It was literally, like... It became one of those things where the schools were, like, confiscating cards, which was
yeah.
always terrible.
Yeah. It was...
Because when they did that, then they... Schools were... One thing I hated about schools doing this is they would just mix them all together.
Oh, yeah.
And once you mix cards together, oh well.
Yeah. You're never getting them back.
No, because all your cards are going to get stolen by someone else.
Yep.
Yeah, that's why I didn't even...
Yeah.
I think I actually got in trouble because I wouldn't give the cards.
Yeah.
I refused.
And then Mom called and went, "You're not taking my child's stuff."
I never understand. We were too young, so.
I never understand the school's argument, like, of taking away a kid's, like a kid's cell phone. Like, you could get in trouble. Like, the parent could be like, "You just stole my kid's phone. Like, I'm calling the police." Like,
Well, it's all the problem is there's like the school handbook and like all these things, and they kind of get away with it because of that.
Yeah, it's still wrong though. Like, they give it back though in the end, but like, I'm sorry, but like, they're kids and they're in school and they don't want to be there. They're gonna be on their phones.
See, well, thankfully when we were that young, we didn't have.
Oh yeah.
Children with phones weren't a thing back then.
Oh yeah,
we didn't get phones till middle school.
Yeah, and we just had like flip phones, and you couldn't even text on them.
You
had the green Shrek thing.
I had the Mego.
The Shrek.
You could only call four pre-signed numbers, but anybody could call you. So I'd still get like telemarketers and shit. That was such an odd design.
Shrek phone. Shrek.
I gotta dig that out at some point and just show it off, because it's something.
It's an artifact of time.
Then we had the flip phones.
The blue. They were like blue and...
Yeah. And mine was like falling apart by like the end, because I would like touch it and it would like literally fall apart.
And then we got the like slidey one that had like the keyboard.
The NV2.
And that was the first time we could text. That was our first time texting.
Could we text? Yeah.
Could we? I think we could, but we had the number, so you had to be like. I think it was so much work that we just didn't do it.
No, because those had a keyboard.
No, the Envies, yeah, but the blue phone before, I think.
We definitely could not text with the blue phones. I don't even remember if we could text with the Envies.
No, we could definitely text, because the whole point is that it flipped and it had the keyboard. I remember texting people on that, because I remember not texting. Mm. I texted a lot.
I think that's after texting plans came out, because back in the day, to all the... I doubt we have any listeners from that are this young, but back in the day, it was like, how much did a text cost?
Oh, yeah.
It was like you paid per text, and it was bad.
Yeah.
But,
No, we definitely could text with the Envies. And didn't we get, like, the second generation Envy after that, too? That was, like...
No. We went from Envies to Androids.
Ah.
And then to iPhones, because the Androids we had nothing but problems with.
Yeah. They just were always janky. I heard Androids, though, are a lot better now.
The way I look at it is they're all crap, and you just have... They're all crap for different reasons. Yeah. You just kind of have to deal with it. That's my thoughts on technology in general.
It's all shit.
And you just have to deal with it.
Oh my goodness. Well.
Except the Switch. Nintendo got that right, except for the Joy-Cons.
Except for the Joy-Cons. Yeah, everyone complains about the Joy-Cons. But.
Well, they drift.
Yeah. Sonic and the Drift sucks. Sorry.
Well, anyways.
Inside jokes. Anyways, we're getting off topic.
Back to Yu-Gi-Oh.
Anyways.
So, Yu-Gi-Oh was... huge.
Oh yeah.
And I remember because the first I didn't see the anime at first, because the only anime we were watching at that point was, you were still watching Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball, and I think I was watching Pokemon. Was I didn't realize Pokemon was an anime at that point.
Yeah, but it was, so we were watching it.
It was, yep. And then I was watching Inuyasha sporadically at that point. But you weren't aware of that.
I might have been too. I might have actually been watching it on YouTube at that point in time.
No. YouTube was not a thing at that point.
Oh, it wasn't? All right, then I wasn't watching. No, I didn't discover Inuyasha until YouTube.
Because you got to remember, YouTube wasn't a thing till 2005.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this was pre-YouTube. This is back when, like, you actually had to, like, sit on the... you had to go down to the TV and make sure you actually caught it.
Yeah.
Because even then, Alex, we didn't have internet access until like 2007.
Oh yeah, true. 2008. True.
So
yes,
because we weren't allowed to use the, we didn't have access to the internet on our computers until like 2008. Later.
I know what show I'm gonna rewatch now.
What?
I'm gonna rewatch Inuyasha. I'm gonna do it. I haven't watched Inuyasha in so long, and I just hear you talk about it all the time, so I should really watch it again.
Okay. Well, it's all on Hulu.
Yes, Hulu. Hulu. Woohoo. I'm going to watch it.
The movies are on Netflix, though.
Oh, that's okay. I'll probably just stick to the anime. But I'll probably skip some episodes. Skip the filler.
No, the filler's good.
Well, you know, I don't got time for that, though. I got a lot of shit to... All right, back to Yu-Gi-Oh. The topic. Yu-Gi-Oh.
You suggested this topic, and you don't seem to want anything to do with it.
No, it's just... I don't know. I'm having one of those days where I, like, can't, like, keep focus. Like, me and my coworker... I'm doing it again. Me and my coworker... wait, I don't want to say her name. Just in case... I don't know. Me and my coworker... we've been doing, like, walks every day at work, like, around lunchtime. And it's really nice, because you kind of just get, like, a little break. But we'll just talk, and, like, today I was just, like, she was like, I can't keep up with what you're saying. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, it's just, couldn't, like, I'm just, like, was like, So, this is going to be a very, like, disjointed podcast, because I can't keep a subject at all today. My brain hurts.
Clearly.
It's Friday, and I want to go to bed. Grape lady.
All right. Well, we won't be able to go until we finish this podcast.
Oh, God.
So stay
this
on top.
This will be our longest podcast. It's going to be 4 hours of nonsense in Yu-Gi-Oh.
No, because we have a two-hour limit.
Yes.
But anyways. So, TV show was on. I didn't notice it at the time.
Yeah.
My first introduction to Yu-Gi-Oh was obviously the card game at school.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, I really wanted cards. Unfortunately, back in the day, cards were kind of expensive.
Because
if you wanted... You couldn't play unless you had a deck.
Yeah, and you had to have a good deck if you actually wanted to win.
Well, you were going to have a hard time at the start regardless.
Oh, yeah.
So I remember my first Yu-Gi-Oh card, because my first Yu-Gi-Oh card came from a Happy Meal. Because they were doing a promotion where, like, Happy Meals, the toy was a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
That's a shitty toy.
A Yu-Gi-Oh
card. That's such a very shitty toy, McDonald's. Fuck you, McDonald's. That was shit.
Yeah, but you gotta understand, that was the fad. So everybody was going for a card.
I bet it was, and like, so the shittiest one. Like, the one that's the little brown meatball. What's the little brown meatball called?
Do not diss Kariba.
Kariba.
That thing can be very useful if you know how to use it.
Shit.
But,
they're all shit.
It's not even No, but I remember I got this card. It was called, like, Uranzo, I think, and it was, like, a guy in a chest.
Oh.
And I still have that card to this day.
30 worst Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I'm curious. I want to see if Kariba's on this list. Shit, it's not on there.
Oh, okay. But anyways.
Hungry Burger.
So after I got...
What the hell was...
So after I got that card... I was basically like, that was the point where, like, because that was the fad in school, like, everyone was playing it. Even what was cool about Yu-Gi-Oh at the time was it was like a gender neutral fad, because, like, boys and girls were into it.
Mm-hmm.
To a degree.
Yeah. Well, there was pretty cards. There's pretty cards. That's why
there. Well, then the anime had prominent female characters.
It
as well,
did. But, actually, you have to give Yu-Gi-Oh a thumbs up for that, because it did have, like, a pretty split, like, the main cast was split.
It did. The problem is, though, the cast of Yu-Gi-Oh! Is incredibly one-dimensional.
Oh, yeah, but it's still, female leads are always a plus.
Quote-unquote leads, but...
Main characters.
Supporting characters.
Main supporting characters.
But anyways, so I had that one card, and that my whole thing was, if you wanted to be part of the fad, you had to participate.
Mm-hmm.
So I was there with my one card, and I was like,
hell yeah,
can't play with anybody because I only have one card.
Yep.
So eventually I convinced mom to get me a starter deck,
because
mm-hmm. that's back when they had the starter decks. So I got the, I remember it was the Pegasus starter deck.
Yep.
Little did I know, that was probably, like, the worst one to get, just because it came with all the Toon cards, which was neat, but at the same time, they were so useless.
They sucked.
Like, there was no good way to use them in battle.
Yep.
And another fun thing about Yu-Gi-Oh! Was, back then, nobody really knew how to play the game.
No, so you were just making it up as you went.
Well, you'd either have the one person who actually read the instructions.
Yep.
Which, by today's standards, aren't even right anymore.
No.
Or you had the people who were just playing what the show was doing at the time, which was completely not the right... That wasn't even close to right.
And also, people would be really dramatic, too. Like, the show.
Oh, yeah.
They would be like, da-da-da-da-da, like, super dramatic.
Well, we were children. You had to be dramatic.
Oh, yeah. But it was very dramatic.
So at that point, then, I kind of, like... after I had that deck, I could start playing. And thankfully, in school, we didn't do the whole if you lose, you have to give one card thing, because that would have been dumb. Because you would have had the really good people. They would have ganged up on all the newbies and, like, would have just stolen all their cards.
It also would have led to a lot of parents being called and getting the cards
that was
forcibly given back to by the other kids.
Here's the thing. That was already a problem without it, because you would have kids tricking other kids into, like, trades.
Oh, yeah, so...
that happened with me once. I had... Because one kid, like, scammed me out of, like, four cards for a Blue Eyes, and then he never gave it to me, and then I told the teacher, and I got my cards back, and they were all fucking water damaged, and I was like, what the fuck happened? I'm like, but whatever.
What'd you do to these? Did you dip them in your milk in the morning?
But, yeah, so that was after that I learned...
Never
trade. Don't trade with any. I stopped trading after that because I was like, I'm never again.
And another.
So I got all my. What were you going to say?
Well, I was going to say another big thing too with the cards was then the card holder arm things.
That wasn't for a while. Like, we still got a ways to go before those were even anything.
Right. Sneak peek. We're going to talk about this.
But, anyways, yeah, so back then it was like. So you'd get your starter deck, and you'd kind of have to work with that. The thing is, though, everybody had a starter deck for the most part, so what happened was a lot of people had the same card.
Oh, yeah.
So you'd have to, the way you'd get more cards is, like any trading card game, you'd have to get booster packs.
Yep.
And they were expensive back in the day. Mm-hmm. And you know how it was, too. You could afford one booster pack. You got it. They're setting fireworks off outside.
Oh, well...
Great.
I can't hear
but,
them,
anyways,
so.
Oh, the mic's gonna pick it up. But
oh,
anyways.
Boy. Well, it's a festive Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast. Woo!
But anyways, yeah, so you'd buy your one booster pack with your life savings as a kid.
Yep, $5.
And then it would all be freaking cards either you already have or they'd be just crap that you didn't want and be like, great.
Yep, you'd be like, my life is over. I wasted all my money.
Yep. And it was a vicious cycle with trading card games, and you always wanted the super rare cards, because back when it started, it was Exodia. Everyone wanted Exodia, the five pieces.
Yep.
And you wanted the Blue Eyes White Dragon or the Red Eyes Black Dragon. You wanted all the flashy cards.
Mm.
And I ended up getting my deck back in the day was like super. I had a super affinity for dragons.
Yep.
I still do. My current deck that I have, I haven't used it, but because it's, like, super illegal now, but, it's, like, mostly all dragons. Cool. Dragons, like, spells
Uh-oh.
And traps. But, I'm not going to get into explaining the Yu-Gi-Oh!
Okay,
mostly
back.
Just because...
I completely
A, I don't know what the current rules
like...
are, and...
Hello?
Well... Hello?
Hello? I completely lost you for, like, a good... Whatever you were, I heard you talk about, I had an affinity for dragons, and then, like, I lost you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, alright, we're back on track
now. They're just gonna hear me ramble on for a few minutes.
They're gonna hear you ramble on and me go, hello?
Okay, move on. So,
uh-oh.
Anyways, yeah, so that was kind of the thing for a while, You had your rare cards and you had your common cards, and it was cool because eventually, by like the second year of the fad, everybody had their own unique decks, and you were seeing all sorts of different cards. And then by this point, everyone was watching the anime.
Yes.
And the anime. Oh boy, where do we begin with the anime?
Okay, we can't deny that as kids, we thought the anime was great. It's not so great now, but we thought it was a good show as kids. Like, we would make sure to watch it whenever it was on.
Yeah.
Like, we loved that
show. The first
season. And I believe we watched a little bit of the second season?
Not series.
The second series. We watched a little bit of that one, but I think we dropped that. And then we never really watched the show after that.
No. Well, no.
And that's when all their hair got super weird.
Well, that was just... The fad ended by that point.
Yeah,
so.
It wasn't... But it's still going.
I mean, most things are still going. I mean...
Japan.
Pokemon cards are still a thing, even though I swear still nobody actually plays the game.
Yeah.
But, So yeah, the anime, the first. So we're only gonna really talk about the original Yu-Gi-Oh anime. I guess I think it was officially called like Yu-Gi-Oh Duel Masters or something.
Yeah.
But
yeah, not to be confused with Yu-Gi-Oh Duel Monsters.
Duel Monsters. Yeah, Duel Masters is another anime that's kind of garbage, but
yeah. Whoops.
No offense to anyone who enjoys it, because I know it has a cult following, but
well, Bill, everyone in Bill's opinion, you're all trash.
Well, the games based off Duel Masters were definitely trash, but that's a story for another
Once
day.
Once again, Bill anyway, thinks you're all trash.
Anyways, yeah, the anime. So
he's
this
not
was like
denying
the peak,
it.
This was the peak of like 4Kids like dubs.
Oh yeah,
like where they were huge with Pokemon. They had a couple other minor ones. They were doing the 2003 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles cartoon that was actually well received.
Mm-hmm.
They had the Kirby anime, and then the Yu-Gi-Oh was probably their like cash. Yu-Gi-Oh and Pokemon were like their big cash grabs.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the editing's really stupid, I'll admit.
Oh yeah.
The rewritten dialogue is pretty cringe.
Oh yeah.
I will admit though, the voice actors themselves do a great job. Like people shit on 4Kids voice cast a lot. 4Kids had good actors. Like,
oh yeah.
They did good work. They just got terrible material to work with. That was the problem.
Yeah. I mean, like, and you look at like the voice actors for it, and some of them still work. Like now, it's not like they're not working. Like,
oh, most of them are still pretty relevant.
Yeah.
I mean,
so.
And I mean, the Yu-Gi-Oh, the original Yu-Gi-Oh voice cast still gets together every now and then for side projects and stuff.
Oh, that's cool.
So, but yeah, I always remember the first season of the anime because. Oh my god, it did not follow the rules at all, and it made so many bullshit, like, excuses for things and stuff. It's like, I'll never forget the flying castle of illusion, launching the catapult turtle into the flotation ring and dropping it on his other... that works.
Yeah, that, like,
that's how it works.
Oh my...
You can just play whatever monster you want, be damned of the level.
Oh my goodness. I'm, like, looking at the voice acting cast, and I'm like... Well, I'm looking at behind the voice, and then I'm looking at all the main characters. I'm just like, wow, they had some funky looking characters.
Yeah, they had the art style for not the original Yu-Gi-Oh anime, because technically there was a toy animation did a season first.
Yep.
Which is retroactively nowadays known as season zero.
Huh.
But yeah, that's why the Yu-Gi-Oh anime starts off really odd, because it's technically missing the first half of the story.
Huh. Womp womp.
Like, the first, like, part of the story. But, yeah, so...
Oh my god!
What?
Yuki's dad! What's with his eyes?
Grandpa.
Solomon, that's his name.
Grandpa.
Why are his eyes like that?
Why are all of their eyes...
No,
their
but
eyes
his are very... Everyone else has really sharp eyes, and his are just like, boo, like bug eyes.
It's the anime style.
Oh my god.
Then, I mean, we're still trying to figure... Yugi's hair is probably the definition of anime hair that doesn't make sense.
Oh, but some of the other ones are worse. Like, some of the other main characters are so much worse.
Yeah, but Yugi was the original. How is this possible?
No, true.
It's like, hair does... Genetics do not work that
hair
way.
Hair gel does not... Oh, damn it. I just tried looking up a gif of Yugi's dad to show you his bug eyes, but...
I know what he looks like. It's not his... And it's not his dad. It's his grandpa.
Oh, whatever. Like, the old fart. Like, whatever his name is. Like,
Yugi's parents don't appear.
Well, Yugi's parents are dead. Just... They're dead.
I think. I don't remember.
Just like all animated characters. If they don't show up, they're dead.
See, when I think the 4Kids dub, I think Joey in his Brooklyn accent.
I'm like looking at the carrier. Like,
yeah, they all were very... That anime... The studio that did the animation for the main Yu-Gi-Oh series had a very distinct look. And it...
Yeah.
I don't think it's aged particularly
well
these days.
It's funny because some of them look okay. Like, because Seto Kaiba, like, his character design is pretty good.
He is the most...
And
Kaiba is one of the most hilarious characters in, like, the entire series. Because he is such an egotist.
Oh, yeah.
He's got a freaking... theme park and like jet shaped like the Blue Eyes White Dragon. Freaking.
And then
the guy is a psycho.
And then T. Gardner, which was one of the main her Tao. Design is good, but it's like normal. But then like some of them was just like what the. Like, what?
They're like, edgy. Like, everyone. This show was like the epitome of early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. Like, it is.
And it was, like, super dark at times. Although, I do love the implication that they're all in high school still. And this is just what they're doing on their off time, is they're doing Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah, tournaments.
They're doing tournaments, and they're, like, traveling to islands and getting trapped. Don't they get, like.
Blimps, or.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Well, the second season took place in Battle City.
Yeah.
And then it eventually split off into, they were in a virtual world yes. at one point, and then they were on an island where they were having the final tournament, and then it cut back to, like, this weird arc with dragons for no reason.
Well, I also forgot about how, like, they, like, have, like, the characters, like, the game is based off, like, ancient Egypt, like, past yeah, it's based or something, off of, and...
Yeah, the manga is incredibly dark.
Yeah. Seems
but anyways, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
No, I don't want to. I'm busy. No. I thought right, I'd
we'll see you guys
them.
Later.
See you, bye.
And we're back.
We're back. Bill wants to delete me from existence.
Oh, shut your mouth.
He just right. said it. And I said nothing to provoke you. It was completely uncalled for. I totally didn't call myself obese.
Oh, shit. Hey, okay. So we were talking about the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. And we also mentioned in Season 2, one of the biggest introductions that the anime had. So with the card game, one of the things that they would do a lot of is they would market accessories based off of things from the anime to get people to spend more money on stuff. And one of the most yeah. iconic things from the anime was the dual disc, which
yes.
isn't shaped like a disc in the slightest. It was in
no.
the first anime where it was a spinning top that you roll that you spun on the ground, but that obviously never didn't exist in reality. But nope. So the second season they introduced the dual disc, which was basically. Because the whole gimmick with the second season was they were in a city and they would go they'd basically run around and run into players randomly and they needed to be able to duel anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
The dual discs were basically portable dueling projectors. And of course they marketed this in reality so you could actually get one of these things and strap them on your arm.
Yes. And you know, had one. I didn't have one.
No, well, you barely had any cards. Most
oh,
of
yeah.
your cards that you had were the ones I didn't want.
Yeah, I got hand-me-down cards.
You got to pick from the pile of cards I wasn't using.
Yep. It was usually the because girly cards.
It was also because you just didn't want to ask for cards.
Yeah. No, because I was still...
But it...
It was a weeb, but I wasn't ready to announce that I was a weeb.
Yeah, but this was something that everyone was doing at the time, so...
But I still didn't want
But anyway, yeah, so everybody had the dual disc, and this is where, like, stuff got ridiculous as hell. Because I remember, because you'd be at, like, recess, and everyone would have these dual discs. I remember teachers didn't know what to do with these things.
All the teachers were just like, I don't, like, what the fuck is on these kids' arms? Like, what the hell?
Oh yeah, they're all screaming. They're screaming at each other out in the field.
They're being dramatic. Oh my god, did someone make a? It's a dual disc, but it's also the Infinity Gauntlet.
Yes. Are you shocked?
No, I'm honestly not. But like, I'm kind of impressed. I mean, like, that's some good craftsmanship right there.
Yeah, but I remember the dual disc. It was. You know what's funny though? The dual disc actually made playing the game more inconvenient, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because you had all this, like, annoying, like, lack of space, and you were playing the game off of a fucking thing on your arm.
Off your arm.
And you were standing, like, 20 feet apart from, like, whoever you were playing against. You could barely see what they were doing, because, shockingly, spoiler warning, these things didn't actually project anything.
No. They were just hunks of plastic.
Yeah, they were hunks of plastic to make you
Did
think
they
you
even
were...
do anything? Like,
yeah, they moved, and, like, they did the whole movement thing where they would, like, shift into the the position and then go back to the portal mode.
Yeah, but that was it. Like, they didn't do anything
They lit up and gave you the life point count.
Well, that's kind of interesting. Okay, I give them props for having the life point count.
They were just a way to make money, and you know what? They were. It worked.
Oh, yeah, and you had one. Like, so many people had them.
Everybody had one at one point. So many people. I remember, because there was a point in recess where there was, like, 20 people with them, and it was like the teachers did not know what to do.
I mean, what could they do? Like, what could they
honestly do? Take them all away, but at the same time...
Yeah, but, like, are they really going to have to deal with, like, 50 crying children? Well, most of the teachers
couldn't be bothered. That was the thing.
Yeah, it's too much work.
But yeah, and then after that, I think by like the fourth season of the original series is around when the fad started kind of falling off.
Oh yeah.
Because this was around the point now where we were getting closer to high school. Well, not high school, middle school.
Middle school.
And by then, other fads had taken over, and then, of course, all the people who loved RuneScape. Although that kind of applies too, in a way, but all the people who loved Yu-Gi-Oh! All of a sudden were like, Yu-Gi-Oh's for losers.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, but you were playing it like a week ago. You were playing it like a month ago.
Yeah. I remember it was definitely like, but with like many, like, series, like many fads, like
it suddenly dropped. It's like I make the RuneScape analogy where it's like, people were made fun of you for playing RuneScape. But I'm convinced everybody was playing it.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those things. People just weren't so open about it.
Well, because I remember, like, around the Yu-Gi-Oh! Fad, I think was when, like, remember those little animal toys that I had? The little plastic animals? I think it was called Littlest Pet Shop. I think this was Littlest Pet Shop was around this time, too.
See, that took all the girls away, because the girls all jumped over to that.
I remember that. Then, or I think it came out like halfway between the Yu-Gi-Oh! Fad.
You know what I think what happened with Yu-Gi-Oh! For guys was, that's around when, like, so I want to say, like, the end of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Fad came around, like, 2006-ish. Mm-hmm. For, at least for our area, anyways. And my theory is what came out in 2006 and 2005 was the introduction of the PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360. Which basically all of a sudden now everyone is obsessed with Call of Duty and Grand Theft Auto.
Yep.
You know, the things that we weren't allowed to play.
Yeah.
So
we were still watching Yu-Gi-Oh! Because,
no, we were doing other things.
Season 1 of Yu-Gi-Oh! GX came out in 2004. So.
Yeah. Yeah, so by that point.
And I remember Yeah, by that watching... point,
it basically. We kind of watched Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. The problem with Yu-Gi-Oh! GX was it was...
It's just not as good.
Well, there's some people I know who are dedicated GX fans.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm certain there is people.
But I mean, the show's still going on, because there's been, like, 5D, Z-Axel, like, a whole bunch of weird...
Here's 5D, and then 5D... I gotta say, you know, like, the main character of 5D, his hair is weird... But, like, it's tolerable compared to some of the other ones.
Well, Jaden had the most normal hair in the entire series.
He did.
That was also the one, though, that was, like, based around a height, like, an academy to learn how to play a children's card game.
Yep. 5D
And my favorite thing about GX is, like, when you run into... He runs into Yugi, because it takes place after the original series. Yep. He runs into Yugi, and Yugi's, like, fucking ripped for no reason.
Why not?
But... You only see his, you don't see his, you don't get a full shot. You get one of those kind of, like, it's from, like, right below the nose down, so you just kind of see him smirk.
Yeah.
But it's clearly him. But he appears also at the end of the series, and he's fucking ripped for no reason.
Why
it's
not?
Like, okay. But and anyway, yeah.
The season after 5Ds was Zexal. And that was the one with the guy who had the really weird hair with those random red chunks and the black and...
Yeah, it was. They got kind of ridiculous as it went on. See, I couldn't tell you anything about anything. I only know a bit about GX. Everything after that, I couldn't tell you anything.
I couldn't either.
But, so another...
Yeah, looking at the
key part of the Yu-Gi-Oh!
Franchise... I'm not gonna lie. So you had the card game. There's, like, a character that's with him, but it's clearly not, like, a person. And then there was also the video game. I'm just like, oh my god.
And my god, the video game adaptation
is crazy. Is this JoJo's? Uh-oh. Hello?
What happened?
Oh, you just, like, you turned into a blank black screen of darkness.
Hello?
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 Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay.
You just turned into, like, a robot. You turned into, like, a robot there for a minute.
That's what happens. That's, like, all those other those times where I'd be like, whoa, he turned into a robot. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, was it like, was it like that?
Yeah, but you've never done that before, so that was new.
I don't know. After the Zexal series, there's two series. There's Zexal and then Zexal 2.
So you didn't hear anything about me talking about the video games, then, I'm guessing?
Nope, because I'm still looking at Arc V. Do you remember hearing about Arc V?
I heard about all of them. I didn't watch any of them.
There was Vrains. It looks like they're flying.
I stopped caring after GX. So.
Vrains has some wonderful hair. Vrains has in Sevens. Oh, that's kind of weird. They like changed the art style.
I think they changed the animation company.
Yeah, they definitely did. Cause like they look more like Pokemon characters.
Yeah, I can believe
not
it.
Completely, but like.
Well, there was also the movie Dark Side Dimensions, which was it was kind of like it took place after it went back to the original series and it took place sometime after that, but before GX.
Oh, this is Sevens. All right, Sevens is the current. It's
yeah,
the current
but
show.
moving past that because I have no input on that.
I have none either, except that the characters. Don't have, you know what, one of the characters, it kind of looks like the main character of Ape Escape.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So anyways, moving on to what I was saying before our connection shat itself. So aside from the card game and the anime, there was also the video game adaptions.
Whoa. Isn't that a podcast about video games?
Yeah. But anyways, there was quite a few video game like versions of the of Yu-Gi-Oh, mm-hmm. and they were just as bizarre as the anime was.
Oh yeah.
So the first one that really anybody, so there was Dark Duel Stories on the Game Boy Color, which was kind of a generic, just kind of you played. It was basically you just played Yu-Gi-Oh on the Game Boy Color, but it mm-hmm. had really weird rules. Then there was Yu-Gi-Oh Forbidden Memories on the PlayStation 1. Mm-hmm. For anyone who remembers this gem of a game.
Oh, I think I remember that.
Well, it was the only real one that released on the PlayStation 1. It had, like, a story mode that you could follow, and then it also had, like, the battles. Like, you could do, like, see the battles rendered in full 3D. And I always remember it just being brutally hard, and I could never get past certain points. Mm-hmm. But that was the first one. And then the Game Boy Advance had, like, 10 or 11 different like games, because there was like different games for different rule sets, and then there was the ones that were just like basically simulations of the card game, mm-hmm. but then there was also a few that were like RPGs.
Oh, interesting.
Like there was two in particular. There was the Sacred Cards, which was basically a retelling of the Battle City like arc, mm-hmm. And then but that one was infamous for being too easy.
Oh.
And then there was Reshef of Darkness, I believe that's how it's pronounced, which was the direct sequel to Sacred Cards. It used the same exact, like, graphics and, like, style. And it was, like, an alternate continuation of the series after the Battle City arc, but it didn't do, like, the whole Walking Dragons thing. Instead, it did, like, this other, like, weird, like, really dark storyline for no reason.
Huh.
And, but that game is infamous for how brutally difficult it is for no reason.
Oh, boy. Well, like they heard that the other one was too easy, so they're like, all right, time to make it hard.
Like, it's like the Jack and Daxter thing, where, like, everyone complained Jack and Daxter, the first Jack and Daxter, was too easy. So then Naughty Dog just went freaking darker and edgier and made everything hard as balls for no reason.
Everyone was like, I'm sorry.
So then the third game, they made it like kind of a in between, like it was the best of both worlds. But yeah, it was like, it was kind of like that. Like, it's so brutally hard, and the rules make no sense at times, and it's like, it's such a weird game overall.
Yeah.
And then on the console side, you had, so Forbidden Memories had a sequel called like Duelists of the Rose, Roses, on the PlayStation 2. Yep. And that was like, that one changed things up, because rather than being just a simple card game, they had like strategy, like RTS kinda.
Yes.
Like dual maps that you had to navigate, and then it also had a bizarre story. And then that got followed up by Yu-Gi-Oh! And the False Bound Kingdom, I think. Which was like an action strategy game on the GameCube that didn't even have the card game in it anymore.
Alright.
It was bizarre. Like, it got terrible reviews, but it's actually kind of charming in its own weird way.
It's interesting.
And then there was, after that, there was also like, there was one on the Xbox. I forget what it was called. I think it was like Duel's Destiny or something. And that one, from what I remember, was just like kind of a generic card simulation.
The Dawn of Destiny.
Dawn of Destiny, that's what it is. Yeah, that one's okay. I mean,
they also had several PC games as well.
They had several PC games, a ton of DS and stuff. Like, yeah. excuse me. One of my favorites is the first one on the DS is Yu-Gi-Oh! Nightmare Troubadour. I love that name for no reason. And I mean, they're still making Yu-Gi-Oh! Games even today. Like, there's one out on the Switch now, which is pretty cool, and there's Duel Links, which is still going strong.
Yeah, there's one on the Steam store. I looked at that.
That might actually be the one that's also on Switch.
Ah. Whoops.
But, yeah, so Yu-Gi-Oh! Games are still pretty healthy.
Well, and you know what's... Oh, you go.
Well, you can go, because
Well, I was going to say, what's funny, too, was that, like, even though, like, the original cast came out in, like, the 90s, like, they're still being incorporated into even the most recent games, cause when I looked at the one that was on the Switch store, it was on Steam, Yu-Gi-Oh! Master Duel, like, that incorporates all of the, like, it incorporates all the characters throughout the seasons.
Let's be real here, though. Regardless of what people think of the later series, I can't speak for them because I haven't seen them. Mm-hmm. Everybody remembers the original.
Like, oh, yeah.
Everybody knows Seto Kaiba, Yugimoto.
Yeah.
Joey, Tristan,
and the cards, too. The original cards. Because the cards also evolved over time as
well. Well, yeah, cards have gotten brutally complicated lately.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what's funny is nowadays... Back in the day, getting all these cards was, like, unobtainable. Like, having an Exodia, you were considered a god.
Yeah. And I bet you can get one really easily now.
Oh, yeah. I have one. I have, like, a full set of Exodia, like, along with all the bonus cards.
Yep.
That I got for, like, $10 on eBay, because it's so cheap now.
Yeah.
I have all the Egyptian gods, both the playable versions and the non-playable ones.
Huh.
And then I have, like, all my favorites. Like, I have all my dragon deck. Like, I've been building... I have a deck currently that I'm trying to put together. The problem is the cards I want to use are all illegal now, so...
Yeah. Also, who are you going to play with?
One of these days, I'm going to take it down to my friends, because they're all into, like, cards like that and stuff.
Oh, really? That's funny.
They're more into Magic, but I think they dig Yu-Gi-Oh! Too, so I gotta bring them down one of these days.
Yeah. Be like, all right, guys, we're playing Yu-Gi-Oh! Whether you like it or not.
It's great because, you know, all the people that used to
goof
on you...
Yugi's grandfather is going to stare into your soul.
You know, all the people that used to goof on you back in the, like, after the fad ended, I guarantee you now they're probably playing it again. Like, it's one of those things where it's like, it never really dies. Like, you kind of just... You kind of grow into it and then...
Yeah. Comes back. No, I don't know when it was. It was like a year or two ago. I just was randomly like, you know what? I'm gonna watch the Yu-Gi-Oh! Anime. And I think I got to season 3 of the first series, and then I was like, I can't watch this anymore. It's so horrible.
Ironically, season 3 is probably where it picks up.
No, I bet it was, but I was just like, oh my god, I can't take it anymore.
Well, it picks up at season 3, and then it takes a fucking nosedive at 4, because season 4 is so pointless.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah, that one was always bizarre.
I think I watched up to... Well, I watched season 3, and I must have knew that season 4 was bad, because that's the one I didn't watch.
Well, you saw basically the conclusion of Battle City then, so...
Yeah, so I basically watched the show, but yeah, that I show remember got going back and I was like, I'm feeling so nostalgic, but oh my god, this sucks. This is so bad. It's horrible. It is bad.
It hasn't aged well.
No.
I mean, it's nostalgic, but there was some weird shit in that anime. Like the creepy mime, like the magician who was like, he's like, oh, if I beat Yugi, they're gonna bring my girlfriend back to me. She's behind that curtain. It's like, yeah, it's clearly her back there.
Yeah.
And then it ends up just being a freaking mannequin, because of course it wasn't.
Yeah, because of course.
Like, you were just a pawn, sir.
I think Tilly's putting on a show.
She probably is.
Well, she's staring out the window, and I just heard people yelling, so... And then I saw her. She's staring.
Good for her.
You might hear people yelling on the podcast. Oh, sorry. Man.
But I always loved, like, the early generation cards were some of the best.
Oh yeah.
And I, you know what's funny? A couple years ago, when I started getting back into Yu-Gi-Oh, I went to like a Target and I just bought like 12 booster packs because they were like super cheap at the time. And I was like, let's do this. Let's see what I get.
Why not?
it was all cards and stuff that I had no idea. Like, there was like synchro monsters and like all this weird stuff, and I'm like, I have no idea what any of this means.
You're like, what is this? What is
it? It was weird because it was like this. It's so then I learned about the ban list, and I was like, wow, every card I like is banned now. That's fun. Yeah, playing competitive Yu-Gi-Oh, like, when I found out there's, like, what the competitive Yu-Gi-Oh rules were, I was like, I don't want to play this anymore.
Oh my god.
It took all the fun out of it.
Really? I didn't realize, like, I guess they have rules for everything.
Oh yeah, well, any competitive game like that has specific rules, but it's like,
Yeah,
I never want to play a game competitively because it would take the fun out of it.
Yeah, because, well, with the convention, I was just, like, I wasn't going to sign up for it, but I was just kind of curious about, like, they have, like, the cosplay contests. And I was just, like, looking, I was like, this seems like so much work. I do not want to do that. No, thank you.
Well, like, you know what's funny, too, is, like, those contests, too, it doesn't happen at every single one of them, but at some of those conventions, you'll get the, you'll get a big enough group of people who will go in and they'll do like a joke cosplay that's completely stupid, and win because they have a gang and they get everyone into it.
Well, also I feel like the stupidest ones are almost like the best one. Even the really good ones. Like, I'm sorry if some guy's up there and like he just looks like an idiot. I'm just gonna like be like, yeah, this is great. This is the best thing I've ever seen.
I like the ones where it's like some random guy up on stage and he's like, I'm some obscure character from the background of an anime, and he's literally just whooping himself up there, and it's like, what? And yet everyone's like going crazy about it.
Yeah. Well, I guess, like, I don't know, like, I was looking, and I was like, there's so many, like, rules and stuff. And,
oh,
like,
yeah. That's...
Well, technically, like, the cosplay I'm doing for the next convention, technically it would qualify, because technically, like, I made the this is, like, the first cosplay that, like, I didn't buy anything that was just, like, a pre-made. Like, because before I've always bought, like, a pre-made, and then I've, like, swapped things out, like.
Yeah.
But, well, technically my Android 17 cosplay was handmade.
Yeah, that was handmade.
That was handmade too.
Yours was, so, mine wasn't.
Yeah, yours wasn't, but yours was just like basic pieces. But yeah, that was like my first handmade one. But this one's also handmade, so technically, like, I could qualify, but I'm not gonna do that because
I
don't want to get on stage and look at people.
I couldn't because the key parts of mine aren't handmade.
Yeah. But I also, like, I'd be afraid of, like, I don't know. I always get nervous when people ask me for pictures, and I'm like, okay.
I love Yu-Gi-Oh cosplayers, though, because they go so into it.
Oh yeah, but they have to, because like look at the characters. You gotta go all the way.
Well yeah,
you can't half-ass it.
Look at that hair.
Yeah. Well, it's always funny. Like, I think it's always cool when people, like, they make the wigs. Like, especially the Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah. ones, because I'm just like, how did they do that?
No, even cooler is when it's not a wig, when it's, like, their actual hair, and it's like, how did they do that?
Oh, yeah.
The
amount of hair dye, but also just, like, the hair gel. Your scalp must hurt. Like, I'm just going to say it. You must
have their hairs will never recover after that one.
Because I remember, like, when I was doing dance, and I had to wear, like, those wigs. And I just remember how painful that was all day. So, like, having that be, like, your actual hair all day, like, ow.
Yeah.
It would hurt.
Yeah, that would probably be crazy. Honestly, Yu-Gi-Oh! Is probably one of those fads that it hit its... It's weird, because when it was at its peak, it was probably the biggest on the market.
Oh, yeah.
And when it fell off, it basically... I mean, it's still around.
Yeah.
It's probably one of the few things that makes Konami money these days, so...
No, yeah. I mean, it's still... People still buy the cards. Like, you can still buy the cards.
There's still tournaments.
Like, they still do tournaments. Like, you can still... They're making a new season. They're making that Sevens one.
So. Just it's funny how it's persisted, even though it's so niche nowadays.
Oh yeah, but, I mean, it must be bigger in Japan though.
Like, well, most things are. Be. Well, yeah, like Duel Masters is still pretty big in Japan, but it like lasted maybe like a season or two over here.
Yeah.
It was basically just what Duel Masters was it was basically just Wizard of the Coast. It was that's the company that does Magic the Gathering.
Mm-hmm.
It was basically just their attempt on cashing in on the, I believe, the Duel Masters fad. I mean, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Fad. Because yep. It was so based off of it. But at the same time, it, like, wasn't. It was interesting, to say the least. Yeah, it's funny, though, like, just how fads...
Oh,
high
yeah.
school fads were just stupid.
Well, back I feel in like, the day. To our generation, we had a lot of fads, like...
Oh,
we
yeah.
could probably do a whole podcast on fads, honestly.
Pokemon was a fad. Yu-Gi-Oh! Was a fad. Beyblades were a fad. Beyblades were banned. Like, that was, like, the fad that was banned.
Well, and then remember, like, silly bands? Like, those bracelets that those were animals?
Those were stupid.
They were a fad. They were a big fad.
Yeah, I know. And then they
Littlest
just became...
Littlest Pet Shop.
Then they just became trash thrown around the school after a while.
Yep. Littlest Pet Shop was a huge fad. I remember everyone having those. Everyone.
Yep. Beyblades, that was a thing, though. That was a wild thing.
Beyblades were fun.
Oh, you know what the dumbest fad, though, ever was?
What?
The fucking Tech Deck skateboards.
Oh, yeah, the ones where, like, everyone goes...
The fingerboards.
Yep.
Those were so stupid. I never got, like, what the appeal of that was. That was just so kids could be jackasses in school, I swear.
Oh, yeah. That was just so kids could be annoying.
Because all that people ever did with those was just be irritating.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. There was a ton of fads back and then. Oh, Yu-Gi-Oh! Yeah. was probably... Yu-Gi-Oh! Was my show and tell one year. I remember that.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I did use Yu-Gi-Oh! As show and tell.
How long? Oh my god, Bill. What? After the convention, we'll have to do show and tell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, show and tell on the
show and tell, but it's a podcast.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do a podcast where we like reflect on our convention
experience.
Well, yeah,
of course we will.
Because that'll be fun. But we'll make sure to do show and tell.
This podcast is probably going to come out after the convention. Well, that's the sad part.
Yeah, no, probably. Because we've been recording in advance.
You know what the sad part is? The convention podcast is probably going to come out like months after.
Yeah, no, because we're going to have a ton built up.
I know.
Because we're planning on recording a whole bunch.
Yeah, we have plans for the future.
And yeah.
This
but
one was an interesting
glass of
the past.
If you guys have any suggestions, let us know. Oh. Well,
yep.
We just glitched out again. Sorry for all the glitching today. We're falling apart.
No, the internet's just garbage like it always is.
Oh, yeah. No, it's trash.
It never runs good. It always slow.
Nope. Why would it run good, especially when we're trying to do something?
Because that would make sense.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think we've kind of run out of steam. I mean, do you have a favorite Yu-Gi-Oh card? I mean...
I guess, like, Dark Magician Girl, but that's, like... Yeah. That one was my favorite, but
I always had an affinity for the Red Eyes line of, like...
Yes.
The Red Eyes Dragon line.
Yep.
And then I also liked the Magnet Warrior set. Those were my usual favorites.
Yeah. I think I like the Dark Magicians in general. Like, I don't like the Dark Magician guy, and then
just
the girl,
the spellcasters.
So... Yeah, I liked them. They were fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it was interesting
Yu-Gi-Oh!
Looking back on it. I mean, it was... I
it
love
was
old,
a really
looking
big
back on
fad.
Old fads from, like, from our childhood, because...
Oh, yeah.
It lets you reflect on how much simpler things were back then, honestly.
Oh, yeah. Like, looking... Especially now, like, where... Life is so different for kids our age, like, from what we did, like, so different.
Oh, yeah. They all have phones, and they all have tablets, and they all have...
Yeah.
They're all connected to the internet 24/7.
Yeah, and, like, especially the accessibility. Like, for us, like, when we watched Yu-Gi-Oh!, like, we could only watch it when it was on TV. Like, that was it, and it was only scheduled for, like, an hour each day. Like... It's so different now. Like, now, like, kids can just... They could just binge all of Yu-Gi-Oh! In one day. Well, not one day, but multiple days. In, like, a couple days.
Yeah.
So. Well, but don't watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Watch One Piece. It's a much better show.
Watch Inuyasha. Watch Fruit Baskets, you know. We got plenty of shows.
Or Black Clover.
Yep.
Or Judges.
Anyways, guys...
They're so much better. Just watch something else.
Well, I think we've rambled on enough at this point.
Yeah.
We've hit an hour.
Yes.
So that is good. But anyways, guys, once again, thank you for joining us on the Gaming and Collecting Podcast. The Gaming and Collecting Podcast is made on Anchor Podcasts, and you can find us on all of your major podcasting platforms, particularly Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter.
Woohoo!
And once again, guys, thanks for joining us as we discuss the games that shaped us.
Woo!
Although this was more of a card game episode, but hey.
The card game /
it
anime
happens.
/ plastic junk that shaped us.
There was games, too.
There
was
games,
too.
Video games.
Well, anyways, guys, we'll see you next time.
See ya.
All right, bye.
Bye.